You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 244, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, my guest today says strategy is paramount for your success. And joining me on today's show is Nicole Mason. Nicole is a wife, a mother, an attorney, international speaker, author, executive leadership coach, and she's the owner of Strategies for Success, LLC. Nicole provides coaching to high-achieving women, and she speaks on topics related to empowering women to show up, to speak up and stand out in their lives personally and professionally. Now, on today's show, Nicole is going to share how to use faith in business. She's going to talk about how to use faith to break through barriers and how to use faith to set an example for others and so much more. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Oh, thank you so much, Anne-Marie. I'm so excited to be with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You are so very welcome. Love what you're going to talk about today, faith. As we know, faith is so very important in our walk of life with our Lord and, of course, in our business as well. But share with us, if you will, attorney, mother, wife, international speaker, author, executive leadership coach. I wonder, how did you get into the executive leadership coach? Was that something that came through your work as an attorney, or how did that pan out for you?
So let me just say again, thank you so much for this awesome opportunity to share with you and your guests. Well, I have been working with women for a very long time, actually since about 1999. When I started in ministry.
Yes.
And so really I had been coaching and mentoring women long before it was a popular term. It's more popular now.
Yes.
Everybody's a coach, right? Mm. I had been coaching and working with women for a long time.
Yeah.
And I realized throughout my time in ministry that I was being sought out by women who were in top level positions, women who were also pastors and leaders in ministry, as well as the marketplace. And so I thought to formalize it, because I believe in educating ourselves and, you know, being the best version of ourselves. And the only way that we can tell others to do that is if we lead by example. And for me, it was a natural, very organic progression from just serving the women in ministry to outward to serving women in the marketplace as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. You know, so I love hearing the backstory to the story, if you will, because,
yes,
you know, somewhere someone might be listening and there's a seed that's been planted, and, you know, through hearing your journey and think, well, maybe that's what I need to do as well. So let's dive into what you want to share today, all around faith, how to use faith in business. Faith is essential, isn't it?
Faith is very essential. In fact, we can't do anything without faith. The one thing that I've come to know, my grandmother was a business owner for over 50 years. And so I always tell people that I was in business from early on in my life, the de facto CEO, the de facto COO, and every other kind of O, because I was in the midst of my grandmother's business.
Mm.
I watched her. She was one of two women business owners in the entire community during my time growing up. And so I watched her, and it took faith for her to deal with the different kinds of pressures that she had because she was a woman. And so I know that faith is essential. We can't do anything without it. It is very, very critical because we still have many obstacles to face, particularly as Christians, number one. And then number two, as women, And then number three, if you are a minority or considered a minority, it's very difficult. And so you need faith to stay the course, to stay. And that really is the only way that we triumph over these difficulties and these dark times, because it's already a notion to be in business, but to have all of those other obstacles before you, and to want to be effective and efficient, you need faith to do that.
Yes. You know, one of the greatest lessons I think any of us can learn is through observing others. And what a blessing it would have been to have your grandmother go before you and to be able to work alongside her and see how she tackled things. And just in her approach, I think observation is fantastic. If you look back to some of the, you know, incredible achievements that your grandmother has made, but also to some of the struggles and where she really used her faith, I'm sure now that you adopt a number of those different approaches, but what was a standout for you? For her, when she did challenge, you know, or come up with those challenges, to hold the faith strong. Because I think as part of business, as you say, there's ups and downs. But when we've got those other challenges, it can make it so easy to just walk away and go, you know what, this is just too hard. So what were some of the insights you learned through observing her?
So I always say that my grandmother's success was a matter of survival. Had to stay the course. There just wasn't another option for her. And so for her, it was really understanding that she had to hang in there because she had other people that depended upon her, not just family, but other people in the community. I watched her and the other women in the community support each other. So, you know, faith helps us build community. So watch that. Faith helps us to help one another. I watch that. Faith helps us encourage one another. I watch that. Faith helps us to even bear the truth when people don't want to hear the truth.
Yes.
And so I watch that as well. And it's very, very important that we take those things that we have seen others as examples, positive examples, as well as the things that didn't go so well, because use those to show us what not to do. And so sometimes my grandmother gave to a fault, you know, where some of the people in the neighborhood took advantage so much all the time. But you also had those kinds of situations as well. People who said they were going to do something and they did not do it, whether it was to, you know, pick their clothes up when they said they would, pay when they said they would. Because during that time, there was a lot of credit without credit, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Credit that it was just written down. It wasn't a formal, you know, of credit. But my grandmother was just very generous. Yeah. So faith helps us to give, and faith helps us to forgive. Don't meet our expectations of what they say. So I have a lot of lessons that I learned from her. She was and is and will forever be my shero. Was and is and will forever be the blueprint that I follow as it relates to business and using faith on how to treat people. It's very important. Faith helps us to treat people with kindness and with dignity and with respect, and to operate our businesses with integrity. I watched all of that, knowing and understanding that you don't have to compete. You don't have to try to get over on people. My grandmother was very, very clear that all money is not good money. I watched her turn money away. I watched her turn people away who did not honor who she was and what she represented. So I bring all of those things today.
Wow. I mean, I can just imagine. And I think, you know, through the lessons learned, like, in the field, so to speak, your grandmother must just be this incredible wisdom and knowledge. And, you know, I think from that generation, a lot of that, they didn't have the books and the resources and the videos and everything that we have access to now. A lot of it was through trial and error. And I think, you know, so often when we are in situations that do get difficult, like breakthroughs and barriers, and we're going to talk about that in a moment, it can be very tempting to go, you know what, it's just too difficult. Or as you said, your grandmother really needed to. There was this reason, her why was just so very strong. What would you say now in business, in faith, or using faith in your business, what do you see often lacking when it comes to other, whether it be Christian entrepreneurs or even, well, let's talk about Christian entrepreneurs, that this is a Christian show. Where would you want to speak some truth and life into that you think, you know, faith is such an untapped resource when it comes to business? What can we as Christian entrepreneurs be doing so much better when it comes to integrating faith in our business?
Sure. Believing. We believe. Believing what we say we believe. I've seen so many times that people, they talk a good game, but when the going gets tough, you know, acquiesce, they compromise, they turn around, they throw in the towel. And so I just encourage those who are listening that it is critically important that we really implement what we say we believe. Faith without really is dead. I am one of those people, I believe what God says. I not only believe it, but I put it into action. And for me, I would say people who are starting out and people who are in business, we are supposed to be the leaders in the world. I know what the world has said, but the people of faith should be leading by example. And the way that we lead is to really believe what we say we believe.
Yes.
And so that is my mantra, you know, believe what you say.
Yeah, it's so true.
Right. And follow it up with action.
Yeah.
And don't back down.
Mm-hmm. So true. And as we're reminded in the Bible, you know, faith often is got nothing to do with sight, is it? In fact, it is by sight, not what is seen. You know, so often as business owners, we try and put our own faith in what we're able to achieve. But as we know, as kingdom businesses, often God is moving in areas and directions that we have no idea about. So if we give up when we have one little hiccup or one challenge, then we certainly are not believing what we know has been promised us. Now let's talk about how to use faith to break through barriers. What are some insights you want to share here?
Well, I think the first thing is we have to be prepared to go through long suffering. The Bible is clear, talks about long suffering. Too many times we want things done quickly. We want to be out of situations quickly. But that's just not how faith works. Faith is a muscle that has to be exercised. And the way that it is exercised is through difficulties. Mm-hmm. And what I find in just, you know, coaching and mentoring women and just in general is that people really have to be okay with hard times. And so when you talk about breaking through barriers, this is what our faith is for. Faith is not for good times. Mm. We build our faith when things are going well, so that when the rubber meets the road, we can have those hard times that we have come through. I like to call them faith files. Mm. Only highlights. These are things that we've already gone through, already come through with the help of God, that keeps us steady when we have barriers that we need to overcome and barriers that we need to break. That's what we saw Jesus do, breaking through barriers when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. When he said, Father, can this cup pass from me? He was having a hard time with what he knew he needed to do and what he had to do. And so it is with us. If we start out in these businesses, on these journeys, we have to be okay with having to go through our own garden of Gethsemane. And when we think about it and we realize that our why must be bigger than whatever obstacle we find before us. Yes. And we must be able to say, like our Savior, not our will, but thine will be done, so that we can impact in the earth with what God has given us.
Yeah, so true. And I think so often we forget that, don't we, in that as kingdom business owners, there are going to be challenges. And I love the way that you use the analogy, and I often will share this on the show, that faith is a muscle. And sometimes what we can do is say, well, because there's so many challenges, maybe God doesn't really want me to be in this business. Maybe I'll need to shift my focus. But God's actually saying, no, I actually want you to build the faith muscle as well as some other areas that you're going to learn through this challenge, because you're going to need that as a strong foundation for where I want to take your business. And so often we run away, don't we, from that. Have there been some Bible verses, Nicole, I wonder, through the years, in the times that you do feel most challenged, that you turn to? Because as we know, the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. So are there some specific verses that are your go-to in times where you are confronted with a barrier or challenge?
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. So sure. Of course, Isaiah 54:17, I love, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I just want to park right there before I go into a couple of the other Bible verses. But I just want to say to you and those who are listening, when you talk about faith and appropriately applying it through difficulties, when it came time for me to go to law school, I applied to law school 9 times and was rejected 9 times.
Wow.
Oh, I know what it's like to doubt and, you know, try to figure out, you know, is this the way to go? But I knew in my heart, I wanted to be a lawyer since I was age 9, that I was not going to let no stop me. And so for those who might be listening, listen, it's not the time to give up now. It's not the time to start doubting whether this is what you are called to do, but you just have to gird yourself up and appropriately apply the Word of God and keep going. Mm-hmm. So yes, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I love Psalm 35:4, particularly the Passion Translation, that says, frustrate the plans of the enemy to defeat me and drive him back. Because it is a force that is coming up against us, that's trying to stop us from accomplishing what God has set before us to make impact in the earth, in the lives of others. Luke 10:19 is another one. God has given us power and authority to trample over scorpions and serpents and over the power of the enemy, and no thing shall be able to harm us. And when we start to talk about applying the Word of God, it is important for us. I love Psalm 8, where it says God made us a little lower than the angels. And so that means that I have the same power inside of me that God has. When the Bible talks about in Genesis that we didn't become living beings until God breathed his very essence into us, Genesis 2, I understand that I walk around with that same kind of power inside of me. Mm-hmm. And really understanding that we must become the walking Word. Mm-hmm. And you may not know the particular Bible scripture, but just knowing the Word is very important. I love the Word in 2 Corinthians, where it talks about in Christ the Messiah, he moves us from place to place in one perpetual victory parade.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I always win.
Yeah.
We always win. So I could go on and on. I love the Word of God.
Yeah.
And I use the word appropriately apply it, because there are many people, they know the scripture, but they don't appropriately apply it to their lives, and so thus they don't have the kind of power that we have access to.
Yeah. Well, let's dive into that a little bit. What would you say to someone who maybe is questioning, am I using the word appropriately? Because just hearing you and seeing you as you were, you know, sharing some of your favorite Bible verses and that you use, I could see that there was such confidence that was through those words. So what would you say? What are some things that you've done, maybe seen your grandmother do, that allowed you to appropriately use those words to break through those barriers?
Mm-hmm. So this is my philosophy as it relates to my relationship with God, as it relates to my confidence in God and my faith. I just believe that we all have a number of situations that we have gone through in our lives that should bring out the kind of warrior spirit in us we need to get through life. And so I shared one of those, and that is, you know, applying to law school 9 times before I got on the 10th time. That's just one experience. when I lost my grandmother and my mother in the same month. I was 8 months pregnant, and God brought me through. And it was the word of God that I continued to speak over my life and pray and have had a great support system around me. I think when people come through our hard times, it ought to bring up something in them that causes them to trust God at a new level. It ought to bring up something in them to know that if I made it through that difficulty, this present difficulty really doesn't stand a chance against me and my faith. Mm. And that's really how I approach my life and I approach my relationship with God. And we just keep building on our faith. Mm. Every situation, it to me, is another ember that we place on the fire that ought to burn brightly through our spirit and ought to also burn in such a way inside of us that it gives us the kind of a resilience mm-hmm. in us that causes us to stand up stronger through every situation.
Yeah, so powerful and so true. And I think, you know, as Christian entrepreneurs, but even as Christians in our personal journeys, we can often look at challenges and heartbreaking situations and throw up our hands and say, why, Lord, am I going through this? But I love the way that you've just flipped that around and say, you know what? I can get through this because of who he says I am and because of his, you know, work in my life and the Bible verses which speak strength over us. And I think as Christians, we so often forget that, don't we? The mm-hmm. power that we have available to us in and through Christ is so mm-hmm. often untapped because we don't realize that, I think. And it's through those challenges, and we're encouraged through the Bible, you know, to not only when things are going well, praise his name, but also be thankful for those situations and challenges. And I have to, as you were sharing that, look back on some of my times in my life, particularly one of them, which was, and I've shared this before, the worst business failure I have ever had. At that time, I thought, how am I going to get through this? But now, through God's healing and through his strength, I can say that that opportunity or that situation has become an opportunity, and now the best situation that happened, because through that my walk has gotten a lot stronger through him, and I've learned to trust him more rather than try and trust myself, as so many of us business owners do, don't we? Yeah. So I think, and that speaks beautifully into what you say, use faith to set an example for others. So important, isn't it?
And I thought about what you just said, and the scripture that comes to my mind is in Psalm 118, where the psalmist says, it was good that I was afflicted so that I learn of you and know your statutes. You know, for me, it's really about remembering those things that God has already done that causes me to pause and give thanks mm-hmm. and to honor him for bringing me through those hard times. And I always just continue to think back, if God did that before, surely he'll do it again. And for me, losing my mother and my grandmother was, of course, the hardest things that I ever had to endure. So everything that has come thereafter, it really don't stand a chance in my life. They don't stand a chance in my life, because I start praying and I start putting the scriptures on the situation. And I just stand in faith and believe God until the change comes, because I know it's coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen to that. So, Nicole, if someone's listening today or watching today and would love to find out more about some of the coaching and the services that you offer, what is the best way for them to connect with you?
Sure. Thank you so much. So they can go to my website, Nicole S. Mason, and that's NicoleSMason.com. I would love to engage and love to talk and share about how I might be able to offer services and to support them and hold this space for them. I was just sharing with somebody just on this past Friday. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. And like I said at the top of our interview, it wasn't called coaching when I first started in ministry. And so, you know, to be irrelevant in this time, we use the words that the world and the marketplace uses, but it's really about wrapping people up to help them to gain confidence in what God has called them to do and to provide godly counsel and godly wisdom. The Bible is clear that there's safety in the counsel of many, and that you ought to seek out godly counsel. And so that's really what I provide. When people work with me, they get all of those different parts of me. So the lawyer, the coach, the preacher, the professional speaker, you know, they get all of those parts of me, which is really a beautiful tapestry of gifts that God has put together to be of service to those in the earth.
Oh, absolutely. And we'll put all of the links to connect with Nicole on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE244. And we just learned over the weekend, Nicole, that we are now available. That means you are too, and all of our other amazing guests that we've featured and that we will be featuring on iHeartRadio. So that's really exciting as well.
Great.
So God's doing some incredible things with your message. And of course, I say to all of my guests, you know what? If it weren't for my incredible guests, there would be no show. So it's a stage that I share lovingly because it's through the collaborations that we have that this show exists. So thank you so much for coming on the show. I'd love to just finish today's show with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today, Nicole?
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite pastimes. So let's pray.
Let's pray.
Father, thank you for this awesome opportunity to come together, to lift up your name and to encourage those all around the world to come to know you in the pardon of their sins, for those that don't know you and for those that have a relationship with you. We're praying that we have encouraged their hearts and we have strengthened their faith in you. And so we just thank you for this opportunity to share. I pray a special blessing upon Anne Marie and this podcast and all that she puts her hand to and her business. Father, we honor you and we glorify you. We never take an opportunity for granted, nor do we take it lightly. So bless those under the sound of our voice. And we want to just thank you for increasing their faith and for lifting them up and for meeting their needs. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray tonight and this morning. Amen.
Thank you so much, Nicole, for coming on the show, and look forward to sharing your message. I know it's going to be a blessing for many people. So thanks once again for coming on the show.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out. Be heard. Influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.